If you missed it Friday, here it go, man. Miss Odell and Bernice Jenkins.
Now, Rick, now me and you did something recently, man. You came over to my studio one day and we was messing around. Right. And Sister Bernice and Odell did church announcement.
Right, right.
Boy, you wrote some stuff. Let me tell y'all something. Ricky Smiley wrote these announcements and had me read them. So I'm reading them for the first time.
Oh, I know that's crazy.
I can't get through the damn thing because I'm laughing so hard at this fool. But hold up, man. My favorite one was you did the one about the man pray for Brother Johnson because he went down to the park and he was feeding the squirrels.
Right, right.
And he had put some of the nuts in his pants pocket. And he got to throwing out too much and the squirrels went crazy. And two of the squirrels ran up his pants leg and he had a heart attack.
So what the park ranger said?
The park ranger came out with a new law. If you go feed the squirrels, Rick, what did you say?
Make sure that they in the bag the nuts came in.
All female members who are light-skinned with big faces who wish to sign up for the Lawrence Fishburne look-alike contest during Revival next week need to see Sister Alice Bivens immediately. Oh, this black bastard.
All members with one left leg. And all members with one right leg would be going shoe shopping Saturday to save money.
Well, y'all, the money in the building fund has finally reached a point where we can finish putting in the new baptismal pool. Up behind the choir stand, praise God. Hey. And after last month, after this our last month, Pastor will no longer have to baptize people by sticking their heads in a mop bucket full of water. Because Sister Jackie Cousin came down from Detroit and we baptized him and his head was too big and he got caught in the bucket and we almost lost him. Couldn't get him out. Brother Parnell had to come in with an ice pick and bust a hole in the bucket so the water could leak out so he could breathe. Could Bernice go ahead?
Oh, I got sad news here. The senior choir died.
The whole say what now?
Say it again, Bernice.
The senior choir died.
The whole choir?
All of them.
What they gonna do for the funeral?
They ain't gonna have Kathy. They gonna prop him up in the choir stand.
Well, Bernice, yeah. Since we're praying for people, we need to pray hard, y'all, for a speedy recovery for Deacon Willie James Benson.
What happened to him?
You know, he's 98. His mind ain't right all the time. And yes, yesterday, they wasn't watching him, you know. And, he went outside and then got hold to his grandson's motorcycle. He tried to ride it through a $4 car wash. Got his ass beat up pretty bad by them spinning brushes. We don't know where he's gonna make it or not. He got tangled up in them spinning brushes and they didn't cut the car wash off for 15 minutes.
And they said they beat the hell out of him, too.
Yeah, them brushes beat it up and done spun what little mind he had left. It's loose now.
We want to pray for Brother Larry Johnson.
What happened?
Yeah, his ankles messed up and cowboy boots got messed up real bad, Odell. He's in the parking ministry. Somebody left a pit bull in a 79 Regal. And he squeezed out the window.
gonna squeeze out.
And the people are gonna squeeze out.
And attack them. And messed up his brand new cowboy boots to church. Need to raise $249.
He came to church, he was parking cars in a cowboy boots.
The pit bull was barking and he squeezed through that window. No.
Oh, y'all man. Give it up for Steve Harvey, y'all.
What a time, man.
Ricky Smiley, everybody. Hey, love you, dog.
Love you back.
Y'all make sure y'all check out the movie Think Like a Man in theaters today. Y'all, my man, Steve Harvey, Kevin Hart, everybody putting it down. Show your love, Steve Harvey.
What's Ricky Smiley?